Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Much to discuss here tonight. Coming up, we'll talk about parents and teenagers and drugs and what's the right thing to do. We'll get to that discussion. But first, Detroit, a place where they've lost a significant amount of population. Did you know, Mark, I heard was in the car today, just as an aside, we had one of the activists. Actually, this is worth talking about. We'll talk about Detroit in a moment. But one of the activists who was arrested for so-called disorderly conduct up here in New Hampshire, Jim Johnson. He's actually one of the actors in the recent Crap Campaign. He plays Jethro. So if you've seen the new Crap Campaign video, you can watch Jim. He does a brilliant job. Anyway, they arrested him for disorderly conduct as he stood in front of a car that the cops were attempting to load a teenager into that they'd arrested for marijuana possession. So Jim was attempting to prevent the kidnappers, the police, from taking their victim away from the scene of the crime. He and a few others were doing that. They didn't arrest him the day of. They waited weeks later, came to his house, and then arrested him there, threw him in jail for 4 days as a result of the warrant that was out for him. And he went to trial today as a result of that. So this disorderly conduct charge went to trial. I went down there with Pete from the Liberty on Tour. Went down. I brought my video camera, so I've got the footage of the trial. I haven't had a chance to offload it or upload it. But when it's ready, it'll be viewable over at freekeen.com. And Jim seemed to have a good time during the trial. He was asking all kinds of questions that they didn't like very much, but actually had one of his objections sustained by the judge, which was kind of a shocking surprise. The government people tried to utilize YouTube videos that they downloaded from, what was it they said? They downloaded YouTube videos from YouTube from a website called Free State Keen or Free Keen State. Like, they didn't even get freekeen.com correct.
Uh-huh.
And so Jim objected, and he said, you know, essentially, like, you need to have raw footage. These are edited videos. We don't know what they're showing, that kind of thing. And the judge sustained his objection, which is a little, yeah, it's a little win, right? A little win. Of course, he was found guilty.
What was the objection based on entirely?
The idea that the government people wanted to use our own videos, these edited YouTube videos of the event as evidence against Jim. And Jim basically pointed out that that's not fair because it's not raw footage.
I see.
It's edited footage.
Okay.
So you don't really know what you're seeing. What you're seeing in an edited video isn't necessarily what really happened, right? I mean, I think that the people in this movement are pretty honest with their editing from what I've seen, but you never really know.
Right. I mean, you can do so much with cameras.
Yeah. So he objected and he got that one. But nonetheless, it was very, very interesting. So it was on that trip down there that, and by the way, Jim was found guilty. The fine was suggested as $750. The judge made it $700 because Jim was in jail for 4 days. And in New Hampshire, you get $50 credit on a fine for every day that you're in jail. So that's $200 credit. So it was $700 was what they wanted for disorderly conduct because he was found guilty. And so the judge said that
so $700 is somehow going to fix somebody having been disorderly, whatever the heck that means.
The robed man decided to suspend 500 of the 700, leaving 200 remaining, meaning the 4 days that he spent in jail were essentially washed out as a result of that. So that paid, so the 4 days paid the 200.
Guilty, essentially time served.
Yes.
And except for a $500 suspended sentence, which means that he doesn't have to pay it unless he gets in some kind of trouble within the next year.
Unless he gets hit with a misdemeanor or a felony or major motor vehicle violation. So that's where it – so he walked out, and we all went out to lunch. But it was on the trip that we were talking about Ohio because one of the other gentlemen, David, who was also arrested at that same occasion, was traveling with us to support Jim today. And he's from Ohio, and he was just talking about some of the cities there and how they've lost a significant amount of population. It's not just Detroit in Michigan that's having a tough time, but over in Ohio, just Cleveland, I think the population's gone down by like, you know, a significant percentage. He mentioned Detroit as well. He mentioned Detroit losing like half of their population.
I've heard numbers like this. I can't. Yeah, you know,
I don't know if it's true or not. Right?
I'm sure it's true. I just don't know what. You know, I can't say yes. Detroit has lost 52.7% of its population.
Right, and it was over decades, right? So it wasn't just like within the last few years. It was.
And I can't see, what would you want to live in Detroit for at this point? At this point, all that's left is its government husk.
The great school system, Mark. You want to be there for the excellent government school system. And that's where the AP story here comes in. The night DeMarco Harris shot and killed a woman during a robbery on a Detroit street, his parents told police knocking on their door at 2 a.m. that they didn't know where their 12-year-old was.
Oh, my God.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy said that's indicative of a larger issue in Detroit where the lack of making parents accountable for their children is partly blamed on elevated truancy and dropout rates as well as a recent rash of violent crimes involving teens. Worthy has a new idea she hopes will fix the problem. Ready for this one? Jail parents for up to 3 days for repeatedly missing scheduled parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, my.
Worthy told reporters, I've seen that younger and younger children are committing more violent acts, and we need to look at different approaches. I know we need to try something different. We should not have to legislate this, but what we've been doing is not working. She's still working on the details, but once her proposal is finished, she hopes to present it to the county commissioners in August and persuade them to approve the ordinance. After that, she may take it to state legislators in Lansing. Because, you know, one at the local level is a better idea when implemented by the central government. Yeah. After that, she may take it to state legislatures. It's unlikely to quickly become an ordinance because it would probably be challenged in court because civil libertarians say it may be outside the law. Even some teachers who often spend several hours waiting for parents who don't show up for the conferences are skeptical. I understand the prosecutor's concern, but jail time, said a Detroit middle school teacher. She, the woman who came up with the idea, first considered her proposal after a spate of shootings involving students that culminated in the June 2009 wounding of 7 teens at a city bus stop. The DeMarco Harris trial convinced her she was on the right track. He'd been in and out of school a lot, and his parents rarely met with his teachers. Then came August 1st, 2009, when authorities were investigating a killing. When police went to his parents weren't able to account for his whereabouts, and it was about 2 in the morning.
It is amazing to me that somebody wouldn't know where their 12-year-old is at 2 o'clock in the morning. I've got to say, these parents apparently parent in an entirely different fashion than mine did, and that I would.
Harris, who's now 13, was convicted of killing 24-year-old Trisha Babcock. He was sentenced to high-security juvenile lockup. And she says...
high-security juvenile lockup. Does that mean that he's going to get out when he's 18?
I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Under her plan, Wayne County parents would be required to pick a time and day to attend one parent-teacher conference per year. If that conference is missed, the school would send out a letter to set up another within 14 days. If the second is missed, parents get a letter about sanctions, which could include up to 3 days in jail.
Well, if you want to send your kid to their system, as far as I'm concerned,
this is what you get.
You know, I don't even. I guess I'm so jaded about the public school system that all I can come up with is good.
This is what you get, right? I mean, this is their system. This is what it's based on. When you look at the government school system, it is based on violence. It's based on violence at the funding level, and that if you don't pay for property taxes, they will come and steal your house from you and kick your family out onto the street. It's based on violence in that the truancy laws, like if you don't send your kids to these government schools, that they will come and they will arrest you as a parent for not doing that. And in this case now, they're just taking it another step. So I don't see why everybody's so skeptical about this. It seems like the next logical violent step in a series of violent, terrible steps.
Wasn't there one going on in New York where essentially if parents were late dropping their kid off that they had to sit in detention for an hour?
There was that one.
I mean, this is...
same thing, right? So this...
it's not the same thing, but it's a step up from it.
Yeah, well, it's 3 days worth of detention in a jail instead of detention at the school. So here you go. Now, if in Detroit, if this thing goes through, and I see no reason why it won't, parents that don't go to the scheduled yearly parent-teacher conference will go to jail. And, of course, when the parents go to jail, well, what will that result in? Because that'll result likely in those parents being investigated by CPS.
Yeah.
Or DCF or whatever they're called.
Could be a loss of a job. Remember that some of these parents don't have cars. I mean, it's not the easiest thing in the world to get to a parent-teacher conference. Some of them have jobs where it's a hardship to leave the job because you don't get paid for that day at work.
Right. So you've got all that. And then if the parent loses their job or gets into even deeper trouble with CPS, then the kids get stolen from their parents. And as bad as their parents might be, the foster system in Detroit, are you going to tell me that's a great thing? That's a good thing for kids? There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. Get the archives. They're free. Just click and download. The first, most recent week is right there on the front page. And if you click into the archives section, which is pretty much brand new, the page has existed, but up until the last few weeks, there hasn't really been anything there. But then all of a sudden, our wonderful programming gurus have just loaded the archives page up full of stuff, going all the way back to 2006. Please, see if you can find another nationally syndicated radio program that offers you archives going back that far for free. We've got it. It's all free. Freetalklive.com.
Do you like your talk radio to yell bombastic slogans? Do you like to hear words like bombastic used in a sentence? Can you order Lysander Spooner, Peter Kropotkin, Emma Goldman, and Murray Rothbard by...
Yeah. Is that that caffeine you drank earlier today?
I really got messed up by that Coke I had earlier today.
Maybe you should just, you know, get on a 12-step plan or something.
I would have to admit that I have a problem.
Anyway, so what about all these authors?
Okay, yeah. Lysander Spooner, Peter Kropotkin, Emma Goldman, and Murray Rothbard by beard length. I bet Emma Goldman is the end of that that category. If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Thinking Liberty is a show for you. Thinking Liberty is the audio broadcast that turns listeners into DHS certified extremists. Tune in live Tuesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, or pick up the podcast at thinkingliberty.net. If you pick up the podcast, then you can listen to Free Talk Live in its entirety. It's thinkingliberty.net.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's keep talking about this school thing, because there's more to the story. They actually get into some detail about what other places have done, because the proposal on the table right now in Detroit, and may spread beyond just Detroit to the entire state of Michigan, is that if you've got a child in the government schools, mistake number one, if you've got a child in the government schools and they have a parent-teacher conference and you don't go, 3 days in jail, buddy. That's the proposal right now because, well, we all know that jail, threats of jail make people behave better. Oh, no, there's not really much evidence, I don't think, to support that. It's actually social ostracism that I think really keeps people on the up and up for the most part. But nonetheless, let's see what else they have to say for themselves here, these government bureaucrats. Parents with health concerns and those whose children are performing above average could be exempt. And the bureaucrat in charge says, I'm not interested in putting parents in jail if their children are high achievers. So then you get a pass. But if your kids are struggling, or maybe, for instance, they have a tough time in the government schools because the government schools aren't challenging them, so perhaps they're acting out. I mean, this is a common story, right? The kids they commonly attach the term ADD to are really just really smart kids. A lot of them are very brilliant, and they are far more brilliant than the curriculum that they're being presented with.
The kids could be dumb, too, but the parents or the teachers aren't necessarily engaging them.
Yeah, well, the teachers could be dumb. That doesn't help things out either. So there's all kinds of reasons why smart kids could be failing at government school. I've seen it. Nonetheless, currently attendance at parent-teacher conferences is not mandatory, and Worthy's plan may be challenged because it could infringe on a parent's civil rights, although...
You'd almost think so.
The Carrie Moss, the executive director of ACLU of Michigan, says a criminal justice solution is not the answer to complicated social problems, the last thing many families in dire situations
need. It is, however, an easy solution to...
Well, violence. I mean, that's what people do, right? That's in many cases their first thought. Well, yeah. How can we force people into behaving the way we want?
How can I
to?
Beat them into submission? And that's really what the government does.
The last thing they want...
That's all they got.
The last thing these families need in dire situations is more punishment by the criminal justice community. There's established law already that governs child abuse and neglect, and that sets up the standard for involvement by the government in the family's affairs, which, of course, I don't support any government people getting involved in anyone's affairs. But nonetheless, there doesn't appear to be any existing legislation similar to what Worthy wants. She didn't know of any, and the National Conference of State Legislatures, which tracks those laws, also did not. However, similar proposals in Texas and Kentucky have failed. The Republican Kentucky state representative submitted a bill last year that didn't make it out of committee. It would have required parents to attend at least one conference with teachers for each child in school, and failure to do so would have meant a $50 fine. Of course, what's the $50 fine backed up by?
Well, if you don't pay the $50 fine, you go to jail.
Right. Here in New Hampshire, it's a night in jail.
That's really that's just a law set against poor people.
Koenig, that's correct. Koenig said, as many laws are, Mark, many laws out there that, essentially supposedly to help people are really just punishments to hurt the poor, protect them from themselves, you know, protect them from actually creating wealth for themselves, that kind of thing. I wanted to get parental involvement with the schools and more attention, said that bureaucrat. There's a reluctance to fine parents who are often viewed as too busy. I'm of the opinion that there's a lot of people who've paid taxes to have these kids learn. Parents have some responsibility. See, there are all these people out there, Mark, who have paid taxes for to send your kids to these government schools to get them indoctrinated, and damn it, you will send them there.
Yeah, you'll send them, and you'll come to our little parent-teacher conference and you know, play along with this game.
It's for the good of the community, Mark. Don't you care about the community? These are our children we're talking about. Yes. This is our education system. How can you just throw it all out the window?
You know, this piece of legislation is so far gone from reality that I have a difficult time dealing with it. I mean, it seems to me that the government sets up an education system that, in fact, divorces people from the responsibility of educating their children in the first place. And then these legislators want to use force in the form of a cold jail cell or fines, which will, you know, at some point or another result in jail cells, in order to get you to pay attention again. So they tell you, no, no, don't worry, we'll take care of your kid from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. We've got them. You don't have to think about it at all. But if you don't show up for our, you know, once-a-year parent-teacher conference, we'll give you another shot. But if you don't make it then off to jail you go.
Now, this is...
Likely this will be ended up using against the socio-ethnic groups that trust the government the least, that get that are treated the worst by the government. This is a terrible idea.
These kids, Mark, they're not stupid. You know, they may have been poorly educated by the government system, but they're not stupid. Listen to this sentence. Making sure Detroit students make it to school and stay there through the end of the day has long been a problem. The average student in the Detroit school system missed 46 days of school last year.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
The average student missed 46 days.
That's a huge amount of the school. Yeah, that's a month and a half's worth of just school day straight, right? That's a lot of time. And so does that mean the kids are bad? Does that mean the kids are just, there's a behavior problem here. These children are...
Worst kids in America here in Detroit.
No. No. That's not it. The kids in Detroit aren't any different from the kids in Bolivia, from the kids in Sweden, from the kids anywhere else. It's that they know school sucks. These government schools are awful, and they want to be anywhere else but there. The average student missing 46 days.
It's incredible.
That's your indicator that you have a crap school system. It is awful. These kids can't, they want to get out of there. And now you're going to force their parents and force them, and let's just use some more force. That'll make things better. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. You bring up anything, take control.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow
Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about ludicrous, mindless enforcement policies behind the government school system here. We'll continue that. Also, I want to invite you to our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen to the show. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can also interact because our chat room is built into the same page. So watch, listen, chat with other listeners, all free at cam.freetalklive.com. But it does cost money to operate these services. And thankfully, we've got great sponsors like memorydealers.com who are stepping up. And memorydealers.com is the sponsor for the webcam. You can visit them at memorydealers.com to learn about their selection of the world's largest selection, that is, of the discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. Go to memorydealers.com. As we continue with the story here from the Associated Press about the Detroit school system, where 46 days is how many days the average student missed in the last school year in Detroit. Now, did a little number crunching there. 180 days tends to be the length of a school year, and so that means
you wouldn't want the teachers to have to work too hard, right?
The average student misses one out of every 4 days in Detroit.
It's incredible.
At least one day a week.
So there's a couple
more.
There's a couple of ways that your average statist, Republican or Democrat out there, is approaching this in their mind. They're saying one of two sort of things, right? One of them would say that, well, it's because there's not enough money. We're not paying teachers as much. I think teachers should be as paid as much as doctors and engineers. After all, they're shaping the minds of the children of America. There's that one response. And, of course, they need to have fewer kids in the classroom. And, mm-hmm. and they need to have a technological gizmo, whether it's a laptop or
laptops for every child,
iPad or something like that. Then mm-hmm. that would allow them to learn better. And, of course, you know, it just costs a little more. Now, let's not forget that, you know, third world nations are beating the United States out on standardized tests around the world. The United States has been slipping down.
Let's not forget that in the past.
And so, therefore, it couldn't be the amount that's being spent on the students.
Well, right, because the technology didn't exist in the past, and the teachers weren't paid very much.
The third world nations are obviously, none of these things are true over there.
Right.
Obviously, their teachers are getting paid crap, and their students don't have even access to the Internet in some cases, and they still perform better on standardized tests because of something.
Much less was spent on the kids 100 years ago than was today. Even you go back 50 years ago, per pupil, the amount spent was far lower, and the kids were better educated. So it's nonsense that they need more money. But that's always what they come back with, Mark. You're right.
There's another response, too. There's the sort of rigid homogeny response, which is if we would, you know, it's because kids these days are messed up, and it's, you know, they've got their minds on rock and roll or whatever, and that Mistress Go-Go or whatever her name is. There's
Lady Gaga,
right? That's you know, that if we just put them in uniforms, march them around on the football field over and over again, make them do push-ups, kick them and yell at them, then we will suddenly
boot camp.
That's what some people think. They mm-hmm. think that you can with uniforms and all this other stuff, you'll take care of the problem.
Destroy their individuality, and then you'll have good children.
Yep.
Right. But there's more here from the Associated Press. So after revealing that the average student in Detroit missed 46 days in the last school year, Worthy's office, this is the government bureaucrat that is proposing jailing parents who don't go to parent-teacher conferences when they're called. Worthy's office penalizes parents and guardians for school truancy, but by the time prosecutors get involved, large chunks of classroom time have already been missed. Hundreds of cases are reviewed each year, but only 50 or so result in prosecution. Educational neglect is a misdemeanor that carries up to 90 days in jail and a fine for parents. Older students could end up in juvenile court. Derek Muhammad, who has a son in high school, has never attended a conference with a teacher, saying it's hard to find time while working. The 40-year-old said it's also up to students.
You've got to pay those property taxes.
Yeah. That,
I mean, half of your property taxes in most communities, thereabouts, go to educating these kids. And
now, are you supposed to have time for anything
else? Or not educating
else?
Them or whatever it is that they're doing in there.
I can tell
teaching
you that
them
my, tenants,
bite and cuss.
My tenants can barely pay the rent, man. And most of their rent is pretty much property taxes. So
in this town, it's you know, on your house, it's basically $6,000 a year. What's that? $500?
Approximately $4,000 of that is going to the school.
Yeah.
So according to the story here, he says that the 40-year-old said it's also up to students to understand what's required of them in terms of school achievement and positive behavior. Anytime you're talking about a penalty that will take away the parent from the child who already is in trouble, then you've got a very dangerous outcome, mm-hmm. said Muhammad, a motivational speaker. He says there's anger from the student.
A motivational speaker who has not been to one of his child's parent-teacher conferences.
Right. But, well, I mean, can you imagine what these are like, right? I mean, if you happen to go to one of these teacher conferences and the teacher's just one of those shiftless losers that's not one of the best teachers in the school, then you've really wasted your time, right? How often is going to one of these parent-teacher conferences in any way useful?
I do wonder, when you're talking about high school and stuff, what does meeting with, say, their homeroom teacher give you? When I was in high school, my homeroom teacher, I went to one class of hers in 4 years, and I don't really feel that she had any grasp of what my education was like. When I don't know what it's like in public schools around the nation. I went to a private school from kindergarten through eighth grade, and I think those teachers had a pretty good grasp of what my education was like, and I was doing much better in them, too.
So the motivational speaker points out, and I think accurately, he says there's anger from the student, time away from the parent, and hostility toward whatever caused that. And that's the school system. So caught in the middle are teachers who want to help students succeed but struggle to compel parents to have the same interest. Former special ed teacher Emily Williams says it was disheartening when 3 out of 15 parents would attend meetings. Sometimes I would call home. Sometimes the phone was cut off. If you send a letter home, sometimes it wouldn't get to the parents, she said. Instead of jailing parents, Williams suggests Worthy give them community service. She says a lot of homes are headed by single parents. If mama's not coming home, who is going to watch the kids? Even the teacher gets this one.
Mm, sure.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
The foster system will watch
that point,
them, right?
At that point, you could take the kids with you to the parent-teacher conference. So you've got a brood of 5 there, mm-hmm. Pulling at your hair while there's no point in even being there practically.
Who is going to watch the kids? The foster system, right? Right? Because if a parent is taken into a jail cell for 90 days, as they are here, as they point out, like
crazy.
They prosecute 50 sets of parents every single year for this.
Just
for truancy.
Just to, just to have 50 prosecuted so they can point at them from the last year? Is that?
I don't know. That's just the numbers. And so what happens to those kids in the meantime? They end up under government custody unless there's some other person that can step up and take care of them. And if they're in government custody, I think we all know what happens in those cases, right? What could happen?
Not much good.
Well, there may be some good foster parents out there, Mark. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to say there aren't good foster parents. But the problem comes in when you get the foster parent that, has a taste for little children.
Or they have several foster children, and some of them have been in the system for a very long time. They've got very twisted minds.
Mm-hmm. They're hurting each other.
All kinds of stories in the situation. I mean, in many cases, foster parents have foster kids as a job.
Right, it's an income source.
Yeah, and I'm not saying this is true of all of them. Certainly it's not.
How about the ones that lock them in cages and starve them to death?
It's happened. I think that's
probably pretty rare, but still. Still. The incentives are a little screwy when it comes to the foster care system. As you're pointing out, you take on a foster care kid and you get a check. And the incentive of somebody who might be smoking crack would be to spend the check on crack rather than spend it on the kids. That's just one example of how the incentives are a little screwy. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, of course, in a private education marketplace, if a child is not up to spec, if they're not attending as they should be, then they can just cancel the contract. Say, we don't want your kid here anymore.
Right, then you won't have the lowest common denominator dragging it down for everybody to the point that nobody wants to come anymore anyway.
But also, if you've got a private education system, homeschooling, etc., then the kids will be interested and they'll be more likely to show up in the first place. The school won't suck anymore.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, take control of the airwaves, and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like all the features on the site that we give away, which is the whole site, you enjoy it free. If you enjoy the fact that we give you the archives and the chat room and everything there, it's all on the house, then you can voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll help Free Talk Live and some of the other great shows over at lrn.fm get on other radio stations and get into other people's ears around the world. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can use any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options, and your $3 a month makes a big difference for us. So thank you for that if you are doing it. If you are yet to do it, thanks in advance. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and jump on board. As we go to your phone calls, Siege is on the line in Minnesota. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that right. Siege?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, did I get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What's on your mind tonight, Siege?
Nothing. I just got a funny letter that gave me a little laugh from the IRS today.
Oh, boy. That's unusual.
Yeah. Fun stuff. It says, I did not file for the year 2008. And it asked me, or it tells me what I should do. If you have not filed this tax return, please do the following. Prepare your tax return.
Please. Wait. I'd just like to point out, they're saying it's please, right? So they're just making a suggestion here.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
After that, you need to sign the return. And then attach your payment and any tax due, and we'll bill you for any interest and penalties.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot pay the entire amount when you file this tax return, please do the following. Send as large a payment as you can. Contact us and make arrangements to pay, arrangements to pay the balance.
Yeah, they're willing to work with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're very friendly, too.
Yeah, once you're giving, I'm friendly, too, when you're giving me cash.
Yeah, me, too. Towards the bottom, it tells you if you were, you know, what to do if you were owed a refund. I mean, it's at the bottom of the page, which tells you which is most important.
Yes. The most important part of giving them money. That's what this whole arrangement's about.
Absolutely. Other than that, I just wanted to say thank you guys for doing so much for the radio world. And
Well, thank you for that. But what are you going to do?
I'm going to tear it up and throw it away.
That's excellent. Now, was 2008 the first year that you stopped sending them paperwork?
I can't remember when it was that I stopped.
Really? So it could have been before that, is what you're saying?
It may very well have been.
Got it. So it's not like you you stopped in 08 and started again in 09. You haven't done it since whatever the date.
Yep, I just I saw through the BS, and I was just like, forget about it.
Well, I say good luck to you, sir, because they are.
Do you have a regular job, or do you work for yourself?
I do have a regular job.
How did you get this to happen? How did they stop withholding for you? What's your situation?
I actually, like a fool, I signed the W-2 form, but...
So, wait a minute. So what you're saying is that the job you're working for is actually withholding taxes and sending it to the IRS?
Nope. I put exempt on there.
So that's all it took, was you put exempt on and they just give you your whole paycheck, except for, are they still taking Social Security and Medicaid?
Unfortunately.
I see.
Okay. I always wondered about that. I don't know, I don't know how this operates. I've never done that particular trick before.
Very interesting. I wonder if there's a way to get them to stop taking Social Security. I mean, we found out, Mark, you and I found out through one of the activists down in Florida that the Social Security people, it's basically a voluntary program, but everybody just kind of jumps on board with it, especially the corporations and things like that. I would love to hear from somebody tonight who has actually, or whenever you can call in, who has actually done this, who is working at a job. Is it a corporate job or like a mom and pop?
No, it's corporate.
Corporate job. So somebody who's working at a corporate job that has actually successfully managed to get zeros in their section of the Social Security withholding. Is that possible? And if so, how'd you do it?
I do have a friend who was able to get all of it back, but he wanted to run for a city council job or position, and he ended up sending it back and filing a regular one, a regular return.
Interesting.
Well, let us know what happens, will you, as your odyssey here with the IRS. Hopefully it won't continue, but if it does continue, will you let us know?
Absolutely.
All right, man. Hey, now are you coming out to New Hampshire? Because there's a lot of other folks out here that are not paying the federal gang, and I'm sure they'd appreciate the backup.
I would absolutely love to. I'm going to need a couple years. I just had a baby, and Grandma and Grandpa are very excited at the,
sure,
at the grandson. So.
All right. Well, bring the whole family out, and thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck. 800-259-9231. You need it when you're dealing with a violent gang that is unpredictable, and you never know what they're going to do. So are they going to go after him? Are they going to pursue this? I think it's a good move on his part to just ignore them. It's probably a better move than perhaps writing them back and saying who knows what to them and revealing whatever information. And it's never a good thing.
If you're not going to pay, writing them back doesn't make much sense to me. I would agree with that much.
All right, so we will continue here with your calls. 800-259-9231, Ryan in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. You guys have been having a great discussion about intellectual property recently. At the risk of beating a dead horse, I thought I would call in and add my thoughts.
People love to beat this dead horse. Go right ahead. It's okay. It's okay. We're here for you.
I think that there's room for intellectual property in a voluntary society, and I think it's done through contracts. You can create. When you visit a website, especially like a corporate website, you'll find that often they have a terms of service section on their website where they
Know about you, but it's pretty rare that I'll actually read those. I'll read those when I'm dealing with like something serious business related that is pretty important to me. But for the most part, those are like throwaway.
Oh yeah, I never bothered to read them either. But they could form the basis, for in particular their website distribution model of a voluntary copyright system where you simply include as part of your terms of service, you agree to recognize my concept of, my intellectual property and abide by, such and such terms as I set out. You can only use it for personal use or whatever you, decide for those to be. Now, admittedly, practically speaking, prosecuting it for an arbitrator may be difficult since it would be difficult to prove that they obtained the content through the website, but...
Sure. If I sign the contract and then my little brother decides that he's going to take the CD and go send that to all of his friends or whatever,
Precisely.
And how do you control it past yourself? You can't.
It's not foolproof. I think actually the weakness is a strength because I think the present implementation of the idea of intellectual property, especially with copyrights and patents, is way overbearing. And I think that weakness would lead to, you know, it only being attempted to be enforced in especially egregious cases where, mm-hmm. you know, like the DVD stamping operations that they're always complained about overseas, whereby pirates will actually stamp their own DVDs that are often better quality than the studio DVDs and release them that way.
How so, can you know, that be? That how could it be that the pirate DVD... How could it be the pirate DVD is a better quality copy than the studio release?
Well, it's not necessarily just the quality, but you think about a studio release, you pop it into the DVD player, and they've organized all the consortiums and stuff to where if you make a DVD player, you have to abide by certain rules, again, through contracts. And, you know, one of those rules is that if they make a non-skippable section, your DVD player is not allowed to skip it.
So you have to watch the stupid promos and stuff like that.
That is annoying.
Exactly, the promos and stuff like that. So
especially the government threat. I have to watch through some threat every single time before I see a movie.
Time.
In several languages sometimes.
Yeah.
And so the pirated DVDs have the same quality video as the studio releases, but they're missing all of that crap. You put it in their place.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
you convinced me.
You know, I don't know what the world, of IP would look like in a world where coercive governments didn't exist any longer. That it was all sort of these voluntary governments that people could choose between and that kind of thing. I don't know. I do think that people like the idea of intellectual property to some extent or another, but it reminds me of this this article I read today. Stephen Kinsella has been working on it, and it's got in it a quote. So I won't be giving anything away here, but it's a quote from John Hosness and his article, The Myth of the Rule of Law. And he says in it, he's referring to something slightly different, so if it sounds like it's going off the rails, just forgive me. It says, what would a free market in legal services look like? And John Hosness continues, I'm always tempted to give
the most, cheaper.
I'd always tempted to give the most honest and accurate response to this challenge, which is to ask the question is to miss the point. If human beings had the wisdom and knowledge generating capacity to be able to describe how a free market would work, that would be the strongest possible argument for central planning. One advocates a free market, not because of some moral imperator written across the heavens, but because it is impossible for human beings to amass the knowledge of local conditions and predictive capacity necessary to effectively organize economic relationships among millions of individuals.
Hey, thanks, Ryan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You bring up what you want. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.